Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. I'm going to take you in order. Dick of Madison, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
How these people on TV drive me nuts, Matt. They're talking this morning about should some of these people stay away from the NRA convention? In other words, like Abbott and Cruz and Johnson and all these different people. Here's what I see in that. If they wouldn't go, it would be nothing in my mind. What would be something if they would stand in front of a camera with a microphone and tell the people why they're not going and say they're no longer taking money from the NRA. I think most of them will just wait until the dust settles, if they don't go, for instance, and then turn right around and go back to the old feed bag in another 2-3 weeks. And as far as Abbott down there in Texas, too, with that ridiculous meeting, you know, now it's mental health. Before it was video games. What's next? They wasn't breastfed? You know, this is nonsense, all of it.
Yeah, Dick, you know, You hit the nail on the head, and we talked about it a little bit earlier. I'll tell you what, these guys, Cruz is a sociopath. I mean, the guy, there was an ounce of emotion, 19 little ones. They were 10-year-old, by and large. They're gunned down in the classroom, and two teachers who use their bodies to shield them, gunned down. And Cruz, he looked like he was giving a press conference on tariffs with China. He goes, well, it was mental illness. It's not guns. I mean, the guy is a sociopath. He has no business being in the U.S. Senate. And Abbott, you know, he tries to look a little more human. He has these squinty little eyes, so he squints them. So what? I mean, I could create a robot that squinted its eyes. Well, I couldn't. I don't know anything about robots, but somebody could create a robot that squinted its eyes. This is not even emotion, much less good faith. I agree with you. You know, the NRA has a convention in Houston now. For Pete's sake, they have a convention in Houston. This is what's going on. And they'll all go mental illness. We need the Brady Bill. We need the Brady Bill, Dick. I'll tell you what. Passed Congress. It passed the House. It's in the Senate. Biden wants to sign it. It needs 60 votes. Moscow Mitch is filibustering. We could suspend the filibuster for one bill and for the voting rights bill. But Manchin, Sinema won't do it. I'm tired of this opera. I'm very, very tired of this opera. This is what's going on. Thanks for calling. Joe of Madison, my friend. You're next. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
Well, I'm quite concerned and confused about the Wisconsin Elections Commission. As we understand, Dale Knutson has said he's going to leave, which opens up a hole. And Bob Spindell is announcing that he's going to seek to be the chair of that Elections Commission. As I understand, he was one of the, they call them the false electors. I would call them the democracy thieves because they sought to take our votes and become, quote, an alternative electors. I mean, it's thievery. It's basically taking our vote, the most precious thing we have, and just saying, well, your vote doesn't count because we're going to make up this group of people who are going to submit documents. They're falsified documents that they submitted all the way up to the as I understand it, our national archivist to argue that they were the true electors in Wisconsin. Question I would have for you, and if you would expand on this a little bit, these people have not been prosecuted, as far as I know. People like Bob Spindell, who are, make up this group of the false, illegal, democracy-stealing electors. My question is, why not? Do you think that there's some federal investigations that are going on, and thus the feds' investigators have said to the states, don't look into this because we are creating a larger, bigger case? I know there had been some talk about that with Merrick Garland, but I would be curious to hear your thoughts as a lawyer as you look at this and you see that these people have not been charged yet. What are your thoughts? Thanks a lot, Matt. I'll listen.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Yeah, we had a segment on this in the first hour, but you raised some good, interesting wrinkles I want to add to. And here's what's happened. There are six people on the Wisconsin Election Commission, three Democrats, three Republicans. They are required by law to swap the chairmanship every 2 years. So what happens is, in the old days, the Republicans would get together and pick one of their people or the Dems, and then it would be unanimous. Well, this time, for some reason, and I'm still not clear why this is the case, of the three Republicans, there are two that are qualified to be considered for chairman. And Bob Spindell, whom you just described, is the guy who was a fraudulent elector. He got together with others and they falsely sent a certificate to the U.S. Senate, for Pete's sake, obstructing that's obstruction of the function of the Senate, saying that they were Trump won the state and they were the electors. Now, why haven't been prosecuted? You're too kind. You say that maybe there's a grand jury looking at it. The fact is, our prosecutors have taken a dive, okay? Merrick Garland has done nothing to prosecute the people behind the insurrection and behind the hijacking of our democracy. You know, he went after the QAnon shaman, the easy low-hanging fruit. He's the guy with the fur and the horns and the war paint. Remember that guy? He goes after guys that, you know, broke into the Capitol. He has not gone after Mo Brooks, Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows. He hasn't gone on against a single fraudulent elector here or in Arizona or in Michigan, where all of this also happened. Now, we have a state attorney general in all these states, and the ones that are Democrats referred it to Garland. And that's plausible, but the fact is that the state attorney generals have jurisdiction to prosecute this, and they haven't done it. Why? Why? Why is Alvin Bragg, the new DA Democrat in New York, why did he call in his team who are about to indict Donald Trump for financial fraud? No politics involved. He gave fraudulent valuations to tax authorities and to banks that were different to get big loans from the banks and pay little taxes to the government. If anybody did that in his house, they go to prison. Trump did it on hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe billions of property. And he calls these experienced prosecutors in who convened the grand jury, said, wrap up the grand jury, we're not prosecuting. Joe, somebody got to him, okay? Somebody got to Bragg, Alvin Bragg. That should be investigated. There's nobody that, quote, got to Merrick Garland or, quote, got to, Josh Call or the AG of Michigan, but the safer and easier course is refer it to the feds and walk away. That's what happened. Now, when it comes to the Wisconsin Election Commission, it's in crisis because there are three Dems, but Dean Knudsen, whom I know and don't agree with, obviously he's a Republican, I'm a Democrat, but he, you know, he's not a bad guy. And he said, I'm out of here. Trump lost the election to Biden. Biden won. There was no fraud. They call me a rhino, Republican name only. The hell with you. I'm out of here. So now the only one eligible is a Republican is Spindell, and he should be a criminal defendant, in my view. Okay? So what do we do? The law says it's got to be a Republican this year. Voss is going to appoint someone. Voss. If he appoints somebody like Dean Knudsen, great. But if he screws around and he appoints the equivalent of a Gableman or a Kapenga or Kunyenga or LeMahieu or Nass or some of these people in his caucus or some real hardcore Trumper who wants to overthrow our democracy, they've effectively gutted the Wisconsin Election Commission and didn't even have to go through judicial or legal process to do it. By the way, I also am strongly supporting Judge Janet Protasiewicz of Milwaukee. Judge Janet, a great judge who announced yesterday at the Supreme Court. She was a DA for 26 years over here and a judge for 8 years. We absolutely need her. We need her on that court because this is another coup going on, Joe. And it's wrong. And I've given you my very frank assessment of why there are no prosecutions. Unfortunately, we have to go to a break, but there are a number of people on the line. I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. Be back to you right after the break, 844-967-2789. Around my finger. What a world.